This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk about verse 29 as I wrap up. This only I have found: God made mankind upright, but men have gone in search of many schemes. Again, don't raise your hands, but some of you have somebody in your family who's always got a deal cooking, always got a scheme going on. There's always an angle they're working financially, an angle they're working in relationships with other people. And Solomon says, this is what I've observed, that God created men and women to be upright, to follow the Lord, but they go searching in schemes. Has there ever been a time in your life when you've been searching after schemes? And you know what that means. It means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. It means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. More important than your self-image is your God image. I'm going to tell a story. It's actually about a woman from Southwest Ohio. That's all I'm going to say about her. Her name is Vicky. She writes her story that she was born to a mother who was addicted to crack cocaine. She says she was told that when she was born addicted and went through all kinds of physical trauma as a newborn infant because mom was a crack cocaine addict. She was taken out of the home, and then she goes on to say that there were 8 babies this woman had, and all 8 were taken away from the mom because mom was addicted to crack cocaine. What a story. What a phenomenal story. So Vicky said, I grew up with a lot of resentment, a lot of anger toward my biological mother, understandably so. She said, I grew up with physical disabilities. I've got learning disabilities. I got problems with my life emotionally, all because I was born to a crack cocaine addict. But you know what Vicky said? She said, you know, the thing that's kept me going, the thing that's given me hope, is the love of an adoptive family. A family that adopted me into their family, and a father and mother, adoptive parents who loved me, who were examples to me of what it means to be a godly parent, an example of what it means to be a loving parent. And she said, that's been my salvation, is being raised in a family of people who loved me. All kinds of scriptures flooded my mind when I read Vicky's story. You know, the book of Ephesians says that we have received a spirit of adoption as Christians. Paul would say that we have been adopted, what, into a club? No, we've been adopted into the family of God. And by this adoption, through Christ's death on the cross and accepting everything he accomplished on the cross, Paul would say in Ephesians, you have the opportunity and the privilege to reference God as Abba, which doesn't mean a thing to most people, you or me, until you realize that Abba was Aramaic for the most intimate word that a child could use with a father. It means daddy. We have the right to call Abba Father, because of what Christ did on the cross and accepting that, we have been adopted into the family of God. What matters is not your self-image. Ultimately, what matters is your God image. And you may have heard this message today and say, well, man, that's a difficult passage to process. It is. Roland Murphy said it's the most difficult chapter out of the most difficult book of the Bible. But yet I think it spoke to me today, and it speaks to you about stuff going on in your life. The most important thing I said today was the first verse: consider what God has done. I want you to leave here today considering what God is doing in your life right now, and to consider what God may be doing in this moment, in this hour, in this day, 2013, where God is working in your life right now, speaking to your spirit, to your heart, about not your self-image, but your God image. Through Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information, or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.